Today's episode is brought to you by AutoGems, a detailer's best friend.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Oh, thank fuck they've gone.
They were right in my face.
Morning.
I've had worse things in my face.
Yeah.
Oh, me too. Happy Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas Day.
I hope the fat man brought you everything you wanted.
I hope you got your stuff. Did you get your socks? Did you get your pants? Did you get your lubes? Did you get your beads? Did you see that photo I put in the other day?
No.
In the shopping centre. Did anybody look at the till?
Yeah,
that was a joke. Still nobody was saying anything about it.
Yeah.
I thought you were wasted.
I just saw the picture of Matt in the shopping centre.
It was in
look,
the sex shop.
Did you? He didn't look. No, he was in like a supermarket, but what he'd bought on the till was itemised at dildos, beads, lubricants.
Oh, right. So it was an actual life.
It was humour. No, it took off somebody else. Ah. I just put him in it, obviously.
Do you know what you said, like, Merry Christmas and that?
Oh, yeah.
It could also be, like, Christmas. Happy New Year, because...
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, because people are going to listen between Christmas and New Year, aren't they?
Yeah, you come back to January when you start back at work and you go, oh, look at all these podcasts. And yeah.
Got loads to listen to.
Oh, I've missed those JTA boys. They're so good.
Yeah.
I've not been able to crack Christmas.
I imagine, like, Chappers is going to be in his toilet listening to us.
Naked.
On Christmas Day.
Shitting out to Christmas poo.
Naked, yeah.
Listening.
Getting rid of them pigs in blankets.
Oh, pigs in blankets. Why don't we have them all year round?
Yeah, I know. Why do they have to be Christmassy?
I don't know.
They don't.
There's a lot of things that you do at Christmas that is just unnecessarily Christmassy, but it's not.
I had some last year, and in between the layer of pig and blanket, there was a little bit of cranberry sauce.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's not
sexual, mate.
What if you had like...
I've got a semi on now, just thinking about that.
What if you had like a right good... ingredient sausage, like a proper one from like a mega butcher, and then
a mega butcher,
and then like a bit of cranberry,
bit of
like
cheese
rolled in it,
bit of brie cheese.
Fuck off,
Dan.
Maybe like some
making me semi,
like some like apple woody type of smoky cheddar wrapped, and then bacon.
Oh God, smoked bacon.
Then rolled in crispy onions, then batter.
And then deep fried.
Yeah. We're just making a whole meal in one sausage here.
Do you think you get all the way through it before your heart attack? Or do you think you'll have finished it and then...
Depends how big you are. Consequences.
Yeah. Fuck that.
I don't think I'm far off an heart attack, so I don't think I'll manage many of them.
If I die, I die. What's that off? What's that off?
What? Say that again.
If I die, I die. But you don't say, if I die. It says, you die. If you die, you die.
Terminator or something?
No.
No.
Go on. Got it? No?
No.
There's fucking literally tens of people screaming at the radio.
Is it the lawnmower man?
Fucking hell, that's a movie I've not
seen. That's a film I've not even seen.
No. It's proper weird.
I don't get this reference, so I'm trying to think of a film I've seen.
It's off Rocky.
No, is it? I haven't seen that either.
I like Rocky.
Well, not that much.
No. I haven't watched it for a long time.
Long time.
Long, long time. It's been a very long time.
You should revisit things.
I like Rocky.
You should. There was some... Everybody should have a list of films and you go, yeah, I need to watch that.
What did you just say that you'd not watched?
The Lawnmower Man.
Last week's recording. You just said.
I can't remember. I've got a...
Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's on. That? I set it to record because I've seen... I went. Do you know when you go
good.
For the... When you go for the listings, this shit that's on in the next few days.
Radio Times.
Like, boosh.
Radio
yeah,
Times.
I buy the Radio Times. I have a flick through and I circle pence. All the things I want to watch. Wallace and Gromit, that's on again.
Oh, I love Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah.
Where he does the robot legs and it just fucks off with him, innit?
Yeah.
It's great.
Why don't he make
it's
a robot
the wrong
sex
trousers,
machine?
Gromit.
Because it's...
It's for kids, innit?
Aimed at kids on
they're doing a new Wallace
TV.
And Gromit.
Don't aim it at
did
kids.
Did you know that?
Get done.
What? They're doing a new Wallace and Gromit.
Bad press.
Are they?
Yes.
I'm not really fussed about that.
Oh, is it because that guy's not with us anymore, so he can't do the proper voice?
Is it?
Butus Atlas.
Is
died,
it?
Didn't he, a few years ago?
I don't know.
The moon's made of Wednesdaydale.
So. Yeah.
Not quite the
back
same.
To cheese. We're going to touch on cheese a lot today.
I touch a lot of cheese, mate. I
love cheese.
I went to Aldi the other day just to do the normal week shopping, and I picked up some extra strong Gouda. or Gouda, however you want to call it. In a fucking hell.
La Francais.
That's not the soft cheese, is it?
No, it's like a Swiss holy cheese. It's so fucking good.
Like
it's Dutch, isn't it, that one? The Gouda, yeah. Gouda, whatever, yeah. So it's like Edam, but different.
Emmental. You like Emmental.
We are so continental right now. Saying all these
I like blue cheese
words.
As well, mate.
Oh, yeah. Like rude.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit of blue for
dads.
Rude.
Do you know what blows my mind when you see the blue cheese and you're looking at it going, that's literally mould.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
It's just like...
It's also... Yeah. Blue cheese has cheese mites in it. Did you know
right,
that?
If you talk about that, you're going to spoil it for me, because that's a bit grim.
Down,
see, I don't really like to think about the mouldy
this cheese
process.
Comes with a pest. No. It comes with like a, you know...
Mites.
Little, yeah.
The parasite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
That's what makes the blue bits, the blue
veins.
Get it
in, yeah.
I had some...
Everything's alive, to be fair, isn't it?
Yeah. I had some Castello Blue the other day.
Is that like a wine?
No, it's a...
Oh, I'm thinking of Blue Nun, sorry.
It's a cheese.
I've been to her place.
It's like a soft blue cheese.
Blue Nun. She's right, dirtbag. What is your favourite cheese? Favourite cheese.
Do you know, whenever I hear this question, it reminds me of Chris Moyle's show. When they used to take the mick out of Stephen Gerrard, I think it was. You know, when they used to ask him questions, what's your favourite cheese? And his answer was melted.
Fuck off.
Yes.
It's not a bad one, is it?
Well, I mean, I like melted cheese.
It's a great answer,
it's
though,
not really
isn't it?
It's not really a type of cheese, is it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, he said, what's your favourite cheese?
What's your favourite cheese?
Yeah.
Melted.
Yeah. What's your favourite?
That's a good idea.
What's your favourite cheese, Dan?
I don't know, but... I like a mix.
Really
though,
strong cheddar. You can't go wrong with that, can
you?
You?
Like if you had like an apple wood with like mozzarella.
Is that the smoky kind of?
Yeah. Mm. Like if you'd make your own pizza and stuff. Have you done a pizza in an air fryer?
Yeah.
Banging.
Absolutely.
Can do.
I even did that garlic bread thing that you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Because we live next to woods, we can get some wild garlic and then make it that way. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I like just a stuffed crust in my pizza. Thinking of cheese,
yeah.
I'm not really fussed about that.
Yeah, the crust
is not
a
deal breaker for me, but
if it's
like
not
it.
Stuffed, it's wasted, isn't it? Because you don't eat the bit that's not got no toppings on.
I do.
Unless you're a psychopath.
Is pizza, I've not had pizza in a long time, but is that crust still how it used to be?
They have those cheese like bites, you know,
the extra bits with balls on.
Yeah.
Last time I got them to put extra parmesan and.
Parmesan?
Yeah.
Parmesan.
Then put...
As if he is.
And then put...
Lord fucking Byron.
Over here, yeah. And then they put garlic butter on the crust.
Oh,
for
yeah.
me. That was fucking wicked.
I like to chuck them on, don't they?
Pizza Hut's ridiculously expensive, I think.
What is?
Pizza Hut. Yeah. It's unreasonably expensive.
When, this was back when we had expenses, so... Yeah, I ate like a fucking king.
Push butter.
I won't pay for it myself.
We've got a fairy pizza near us at Wickersley, and he's like
a proper, fairy pizza.
It's called Fairy Pizza, and it's like
it's not very politically correct, is it?
He's not a fairy though.
Oh,
he's very Italian.
Oh, okay.
And you can see it's all like mega proper what he does.
Mm. Mega proper. So again, twice you've used the word mega to describe something being good.
Mega,
like mega a mega proper. Butcher.
Oh, right. Did I say it for them?
Yeah.
I've been hanging around with Guy Martin too much.
It's mega.
Mega.
Lorraine used to go to school with him.
Who?
Lorraine.
Oh, is that why they're both fucking fit?
Yeah. I would imagine so. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, she went to school with Guy Martin.
Because he's tapped, isn't he?
He's fucking not wired up right now.
Yeah. Have you seen him driving around in tranny all the time?
No, I haven't. I don't think I've ever seen him locally. Or I haven't noticed that I've seen him locally.
Over Lincolnshire.
Well, he lives up near Humberside Airport.
Is it?
Yeah, a little village just at the side of that.
Is he still a truck fitter?
Yeah.
Is he still actually being a truck fitter? Yeah, or is he like pretending that
truck
does fitter. Truck fitting?
He does a lot of work on the Dowse haulage fleet.
He's just got a big ass now, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Big ass and a fit beard.
Yeah.
Has he stopped
no,
being
still
a professional?
Does it. Oh, professional, yeah. He don't race it, does he? He don't do TT anymore. Does he do TT?
I don't think so.
I know he packed it in a few years.
He had that real bad off, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's had a few.
He's had a few really bad offs.
He hit that curb at like 180 mile an hour with his ass.
Yeah.
Nearly shot his fucking spine out top of his head.
He's had a few.
That one where he gets knocked off and he just goes cartwheeling through the air like a rag doll. It's like,
What did he do?
He got up.
Weren't that Connor Cummins? The man guy, the local kid.
I don't know, but there's one where
he fucking hits wall and goes straight into the field. Like
his family have started doing cider.
Pork.
Hey?
Pork.
No, cider.
Pork and cider.
No, Cummins cider.
All right, I get you. Don't headbutt your bag.
Do you know
you
have to think it? You don't always have to say it.
Yeah, I know.
You can imply it.
To be fair, I got Simon with that one on Friday as well.
Come in Simon?
No, he was like, oh, you know, I used to be on a contract for Cummins, and I was like, oh, didn't they do cider? And he was like, no, engines. But, oh dear.
Oh, nearly.
Straight over his head.
Yeah. Would have gone over mine, to be fair.
Yeah.
Because I'm not rude.
Sure.
I like Simon.
Perfectly done.
I like Simon. I think he's funny.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
So we are bullshit anyway, doesn't he?
Absolutely does.
But he doesn't have to deal with our bullshit.
No, but he does though. Yeah.
He's like, when it gets too bullshitty, he's like, it's your problem, Ed.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going home.
Right, this is the last round I'm going.
Yeah. See you in a bit.
That was good though, weren't it? I liked him on Friday night. He's taking part and not being a boring bastard like some people could
be. Poor fucker had to drive back to Northampton.
He's wild, innit? Don't give up. Yeah, he's got a little kid though, innit? So.
Yeah, two young'uns.
Nice quiet drive home. Yeah. Apart from us pissheads screaming in his ears.
He had Bluey in the car on the way for Matt.
The Australian TV.
Yeah, we were talking about Bluey.
I've never seen it.
You really should.
I probably shouldn't, Dan.
You should.
Watch a kids'
My
TV
nephews
program.
My nephews watch it, and I've seen it a few times when I've been theirs, and it's a mad programme.
It is funny. Yeah.
It's like...
it's because
I don't know, it's clearly written for the parents of the kids watching it, little storylines. Oh, yeah, it's like... Peppa Pig. There was always some references in Peppa Pig. Yeah. You can go,
but it's a lot more.
That's clever. That
grown up than Peppa Pig.
All right. Okay.
But it's not like the dialogue and stuff is, and how they act the parents.
Right.
You're watching it thinking, I do that. I do that.
You know, some kids' programs. You watch them and you just go, it's giving me a headache. It's just too much of colour, noise, sound, action, whatever. It's just too much. But this is different, and it's kind of really.
Is it Cocoa Melon or whatever it is?
What?
Cocoa Melon.
Don't know what that is.
Cocoa Melon. It's fucking...
Don't know what...
No idea
I don't know
what
you just did.
No. I know what I did.
Acid, probably, to figure that.
if ever you come across it, it's fucking stupid as well.
Not going to come across it, no.
That's a bit weird.
Daniel! Jesus Christ. You don't have to lower the tone all the time.
Come across that face before.
Me too, bro.
You recognise this?
Oh dear. You're
so,
bad.
Right now, for some people like you, you'll be listening to this.
I will.
In your new lorry.
Where you'll have gone on Christmas Day. You're listening.
Yeah.
Happy Christmas Day.
You'll have saved it for the week after, that's what I mean.
No, I start the new job on the 2nd.
Yeah. Looking forward to it as a change.
I am quite
not looking forward to the extra 25 hour a week.
No.
Yeah,
I mean, I've worked it out, and if it's going to be, obviously it's going to be a bigger workload.
Yes.
But
you're going to have to do actual work,
travelling and stuff like that as well. So, although I am going to be working more, it's still not going to be a great deal more.
You're literally going to save an hour a day if you were to drive to work and back.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, but after 6 hours at work, it's all right, isn't it? But when you've done 10,
it's
11.
Not always 6 hours, though, is it?
I've
had a busy week this week, I have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But
over 40.
Yeah. Swinging in a roundabout, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it does swing in a roundabout, yeah. But, you know, just recently, it's all been, because we've had no local work. It's all been fucking...
stretching out.
Yeah. Ooh Junctions and fucking Wallace's and stuff like that.
Well, you got to do what's good for you, as long as you're fucking coming back here once every 3 months to record.
Yeah, you'll still hear me. Don't worry.
Did you talk about Spike's thing? Did you say that?
Yeah, we spoke about Spike's thing. So I hope you've all enjoyed it. And if you don't know what we're talking about...
We'll shed fuck out right anyway,
listen to last week's episode. We're going to share it all over anyway. We're part of this video for... Band-Aid.
it's done in the
Band-Aid style.
William Waves.
Little William Waves. Go give him a follow on TikTok. He's a cool little kid, he is. I think it's his mum and his grandma take him up to the bridge at Les Mahago truck stop. And He just stands there waving. He likes to buy people gifts. He likes to give them, like, essentially ration packs. You know, you've got a tea and a coffee, a hot chocolate and a chocolate bar in there.
Do they?
That's right good.
It is right good. But do they think that we're like, on, like, povs?
No. It's something that he wants to do for the drivers.
All right.
Just to show that he appreciates us.
Is he loaded like this kid?
I have no idea, mate. No idea.
Did this come from lorry drivers being respected in COVID?
It might have done.
Is that what
I haven't got a clue. All I know is his family are farmers, and that's as much as I know. And apparently, he's a lot of his family are from Yorkshire, not from far from here. To be fair,
yeah. I hope they're not.
Because in COVID, for about 10 minutes, lorry drivers were like kind of a big deal, weren't they?
Yeah, we were heroes, keeping the company
going. People liked us for a little bit.
Yeah,
we were all right. Though.
It were nice that.
Yeah,
it were nice that.
When no company on road.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can like us, but like us from home.
Yeah.
Leave us to it.
But like us all the time as well. Yeah. Not just some of the time.
It fucking flipped so quickly back Absolutely. To being, as soon as they were back on rails, weren't it? Yeah. Everyone's just being
You're
going to
be one
prick.
Of them truck drivers that are properly helping. You know, we all hours and taking shit from here to there. And
yeah, because it's general knowledge that I'll be doing as well. So it'll be fucking everything and everything, yeah.
You're going to be getting some, if you ask, see if you can get on rail stuff.
Yeah, it'll just be whatever he's got available. Mm-hmm. So I'll be doing steel slabs, rail, general. Does a lot of work for
Has
the
Has he got
range.
A bunch of kit insiders and flatbeds?
Yeah.
Mix and match.
Yeah. We're after somebody. Did he need somebody? Or has he just made a job for you?
No, he hasn't made a job for me, no. He messaged me and said there's one coming up in January. Do you want it?
Oh, right. So he did need
like,
one.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, can do.
So you'd been thinking about it, and then because of that, you were like, oh, bloody hell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just sort of fell at the right and wrong time, really. It's not what I wanted to do over Christmas.
Somebody's already defaced back at trailer that says, treacherous cunt.
I said to Simon the other day, I said, once I've left, you've got 14 days to remove my face off all those trailers, otherwise I want 10 grand. And he was like, fuck off. This is your official notice.
You'll have waved that right on again. So what have you asked Santa for? What you got?
I haven't asked Santa for anything, to be quite honest, because I'm quite a selfless person.
Cost man.
Yeah.
Not bothered, are we?
Yeah.
Just plod on.
I have.
He'll have asked for loads of shit.
Yeah, because he's a spoiled brat. But. but
that's Matt, not me.
I have hinted to Santa that I've got holes in all my pants.
Yeah.
And I could do. I would
that's
benefit
where your dick
from,
comes out.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be there.
I would benefit from new ones.
Yeah. What pants do you wear?
Just pants ones.
Do you wear briefs?
George.
Like boxer shorts, like chunky boxer shorts. You know, the
tight, not loose.
Ones. Yeah. I can't be doing with baggy stuff inside my trousers. Do my fucking head in.
You need to keep them all
weird
intact.
Exactly.
If your pants are too
you don't
baggy.
Like it loose?
No.
I went for years without wearing pants. I went on holiday and then obviously come out.
I can rock no pants. That's no problem.
You can't have pants that I feel like no pants.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's just thing, you've got like a bunch of material inside your trousers.
I don't get why that's
I
a
like
problem.
To keep it all
it's like wearing,
together.
It doesn't bunch up, you've got your shirt. Yeah, it does, yeah. You've got your shorts on now. It's like you putting a pair of trackies on over your shorts. You'd feel your shorts inside it.
Yeah, I suppose.
Wouldn't you?
But these are big, though, aren't they?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The big, baggy ones, I can't wear them.
They get bunched up.
I like the tight-fitting ones.
You pull your trousers up
Matt
and you have to pull
me.
Your pants
Matt
down.
Matt is me.
Matt's a thonger.
Matt's definitely a thonger.
French cut.
Yeah, Matt's getting his thong out now.
Because
his thong. He's got Ted Baker London thongs
nice.
On.
Oh, nice. That's pink and shiny.
I'll tell you what, when I did have
You look fucked, mate.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I said
been
that
a rough
to, that
Christmas
first,
day for you, mate.
That's the first thing I said to him when I walked through the door. I was like,
what's wrong
mate?
With you?
He'd been to bed last night. He just woke up.
I got contaminated by nuts yesterday.
Don't breathe them on me.
It weren't yesterday, it was last week, Matthew. Stop being dramatic.
Who was
it? It was weeks ago.
What was it called?
Still going on about it.
What were it? An almond?
Was it that Chinese man?
Who got you?
The like, Chinese man in a restaurant got you with his nuts?
He nutted in you. Did they?
Can't hear you, Matt. Soz.
My lips went crazy. The blistering house still. Everyone already heard this. Didn't need to hear me.
They've already heard it.
already
heard the story.
Aren't we fucking just?
Oh, dear.
What? Still going on about that.
There's one time he nearly died, for fuck's sake.
That shuffleboardy thing when he said about there's nuts in thing.
Did
as
you
soon
start
as
wheezing?
He said that, and I'm like, oh, I'm fine. But as soon as he said that, I'm like, fingers might feel a bit tingly now.
Oh no.
Maybe hands were,
just we did address that on the last pod.
Did you?
About you, yeah.
Didn't die though, did I?
You're although a pair of fan, is you
I went
too.
Really raspy really quick.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, maybe my throat's closing up.
It's all right, I've had a few beers.
We'll
I'll
see
fine.
How this goes.
Oh no, I'm going to die.
Was thinned out really quick. How, did you talk about how Gary Nome and stuff like that? Because I don't really recall.
How did you get home? You just wandered off.
I got
in the
train
station. You sort of just went just to speak to that woman. And then you kind of
speak to that woman?
Yeah, there was like a person who was like telling...
I don't know.
She looked like she knew what she was doing.
Yeah, she worked there.
Yeah.
So she obviously knows.
Just a random woman.
She had a mop, so...
Oh, yeah. So did you go and get a train or a bus or a...
I got on a train and I was worried... but they were
right. Did you end up in York
there
or
a bird with like a boob half hanging out, so I was just sat watching thinking, is that going to go out? Is that going to go out? She's a bit fall asleep.
Just and one more
I,
bump.
And it just went to Rotherham and then up to Leeds, so I got off. We're all right. I didn't even pay for a ticket.
Didn't you?
No.
Did you get off at Leeds?
No, I did not. That would have been an expensive taxi.
It would. Well, yeah. we dropped Chris Smith off. He says, I need to go back to work. Because I've got some stuff that I need to pick up.
We've got a shift to do.
Yeah. So.
Because he goes to work, remember?
Yeah. As we come off at Junction 4, we start going down the thing and he was like, oh, just chuck us out in this lay-by, we'll be all right. And it was like we just let a wild Sasquatch out in the fucking...
Did he? He dropped down to all fours and disappeared into
the
woods.
It was just dark as fuck. Chris was, all 8 foot of him, was just wandering down the road in darkness. And I was just like, oh my God. It's like we just released a wild beast.
Find your way home, Chris. Yeah. Find your way home.
Starts howling and stuff.
I'm fucking, what's that, old Endersons?
Harry and the Endersons.
I'm off. He was fucking launching them axes, weren't he?
Absolutely.
He really wanted them to stick in
the
that
fucking sound of them like,
boom! Yeah. He could have done, could he? Just reached.
Yeah.
Poke.
Bless him. But yeah, other than that, it was a great night.
I thought, oh well, it's not much of a fucking hardness to improve on last year's basement fucking party.
It was dog shit, wasn't it, last year?
Spice Girls CD for 20 minutes.
DJ Millsy on the ones and twos.
You're not allowed to touch that machine.
Fuck off. What are you going to do?
So we had listened, didn't it? Because we all said how shit it was. And we went, well, what are we going to do this year? And
yeah.
Josh suggested that, or a few did, and he went, yeah, looks good, we did it.
Josh suggested that and then fucking hated it. Yeah. He couldn't do it.
Hated every second. Did he actually get any in?
I think he got a couple in, but he was like, after about 10 misses, he was like, fuck this, I'm off to the bar.
You didn't lose though, did you?
Josh, I didn't lose eventually.
Josh proper
no.
lost.
Yeah.
We'll just reiterate that he really, really lost. Mr. Yeah. Viking guy.
I won.
Dan won.
I won. I enjoyed
the
it.
Two Dans won.
Well done, Dan.
Because you're a pair of good cunts.
What were Eddie like when he was doing it?
He was good.
Aggressive.
He was incredibly competitive.
Yeah. And shit.
Probably annoyed that I beat him. No, he was. He was good.
Chris Smith.
That was better.
When I went to do that 1v1 with you, Chris Smith went, did you get three in a row? I'm like, yeah. He went, how many times? I'm like, I don't know. Like,
all of them.
Like, three or four or something. He's like, all right. How'd you do that then? I don't know. Just throw it.
Bless him. It's hard work. So on
the wrist. It's inside
just,
scoop.
The thing is, well, you're one of them dickheads that's just good at everything. I fucking hate it.
So you don't need to be so aggressive towards
I do.
Me.
Upsets me.
Why?
Because it just does.
That's why I like to try things.
It's not you like trying new things. You've done it before, I'm telling you.
I've never done
that
before.
You was in the back garden.
It's because it's all in the wrist.
Yeah.
And he's very well...
Pro wanker.
Dan's got a decent wrist.
I have. Although it's a slim wrist.
I do know.
It's got strength in it. Yeah. Tenner's
a
tenner.
He's got a killer grip.
Well.
And if you ask him nicely, he will display. He'll show you.
I'll show you, yeah. Patroners.
Yeah.
One free handy.
You can win it.
By me.
You can win it in the month.
Is that the top tier? You get a handy.
Yep. If you're a lady, you get to have your pony stroked, like through a letterbox. So you don't... You know, so you're like, you don't have to take your trousers off.
You don't stroke the pony,
is it like
you
a,
feed the pony.
It's like a weird reverse glory hole. The arm comes out of the hole. Is that it?
And so they can still wear the workwear, and you don't have to get naked, so I can go down the trousers. And then in, you know, like when you were little.
Oh, you just spoilt it.
When you're at school and you
just
fingering it. Bird in woods.
No.
I had a girlfriend for 3 weeks, it's about time we finger.
No.
No, I don't remember them times.
Although I did get caught fingering my ex-girlfriend behind the big curtains in the drama.
that were at Christmas play last
she's
week.
Proper going to town on her,
she's got her big curtains.
Yeah. Proper going to town on her, I was.
She was
and
a big
then all
girl.
Of a sudden the teacher popped his head around the corner. He was like, what the hell are you two doing? I was like, nothing.
Shame on you.
Nose
fingers, fingers straight under my nose.
Yeah. Oh, filthy. Filth bag.
You ran off with your Adidas poppers falling on the floor.
Yeah, that's it.
Cappers.
You never took them off, have you?
No.
You ever wore jeans?
I love trackies. I always wear
trackies.
Jeans
on Friday.
Trackies love you. Did you?
Yeah.
Black jeans. Weird.
I liked your shoes.
Did you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You went for the
different.
I like my shoes.
I think
the unfastened look.
Yeah, you looked better, like, with a bit of, I don't know, style.
Effort.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks.
We're not wearing, like, trackies.
Have you, like, washed your face and everything?
Did you wash your hair?
Yeah.
Fuck off. Cunts.
Don't be mean, Dan. What are you getting for Christmas?
I don't know.
Dildo.
Got, what have you got for Christmas this morning? Today?
I've got a big box that Amy's already wrapped for me.
Tentacles.
And it's... What was that?
Full of dildos.
He said dildos and I said tentacle.
If it's full of dildos, there's a lot because it's a big box and yeah. I don't know what's...
She knows you. She knows you, bro.
So if he, comes, knows what you if he like. Comes back in the new year walking funny, you know what he's got.
The way he does walk funny, doesn't he?
I'll have a little skip in my step, like, hey guys, no, happy new
he'll
year.
A, he'll have a little squelch.
Squelch, squirch, squelch, squirch. What's that off?
We did
what,
squelch
so,
in
what
the
sort
last
of
one.
Dad are you on Christmas Day? Are you Baghdad?
We're Baghdads.
You know, we're, like, yeah. You're sat there with the batteries.
But it makes sense, though, doesn't it? Because otherwise you just get shit everywhere.
Yeah. It's just unorganised.
Josh makes him wait.
When... I know
while he
cunt,
gets a fucking he? Coffee.
Yeah, selfish bastard.
I'm just going to go Costa machine at Co-op. Just fucking
back
fire
in 20
for
minutes.
A minute.
It's McDonald's open.
But you know, like when your kids are dead small and they get all these little fucking dolls' houses and, you know, the little toys with the tiny bits in it.
Yeah.
It gets lost in fucking sea of paper, doesn't it?
It can do.
So you've got to be organised about it.
Yeah, you've got to get them to open everything first, then clear it, and then they can open. Yeah, then you can open.
And then
each
you've got
box.
The bollock of trying to remember who got them what as well, because you've kind of got to.
Yeah,
you know,
really.
Like,
oh,
just let them have it.
She'll have a list. She'll know.
Yeah,
not my. Not my.
Not one thing.
At least
from.
We're past the point now of having to deal with all the batteries. You know, for the different toys.
They're all in yours now, aren't they?
Triple A's and double A's. What's that?
Yeah, they're all in yours, batteries.
No, I go for the USB charging ones.
D, what are those D batteries? Mega powerful ones.
She got him a drildo.
Yeah, powered by a car battery.
Yeah. It's a Mankita.
Are they the ones that make those like right robust radios and stuff?
Yeah.
Milwaukee, is that one that is?
Yeah. I was saying Makita.
Is that different?
Makita. Makita and Milwaukee.
Did you say Man?
Just a brand,
same thing.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Ash.
Don't
did
know
you say Mankita?
I saw Mankita. I said Mankita.
Mankita.
Man-eater. So that's all
I didn't
you
really ask
then?
Anything particular.
Dildos.
No, yeah. I don't think.
What have you asked for, Dan?
No, I've suggested
a few
that
books
she could get me.
That's a bit boring.
Books?
Yeah.
Good library.
Do you know what one of the books is? Boring Book of Card Trivia. For
of course it
right
is.
Yeah, well, that's
all right there, Chrissy Harris.
I got Chris Harris's autobiography for my
he's,
birthday.
To be fair,
Chris
he's
Harris
quite, he's quite a cool guy. I like Chris
called
Harris.
Called Variable Valve Timing, I think his book
course
was called.
Of course it is.
Of course it's it good. Is, yeah. It sounds great. Is it just talking about a VVDI all the way through?
Probably. I've only read first couple of chapters.
Brownie reads all these books about cars and stuff like that with his broken Jaguar on the driveway still.
By the time
sorry
this goes out, I hope
there.
It's fixed.
Sorry to stick the knife in there, Dan.
How have you got here?
I got here. Amy's car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I took her to
borrowed
work.
Amy's broomstick.
She's working together. I drove her to work. And then.
You're calling Amy a witch? She listens.
Broomstick. Sorry, give it over. She's not listened to any. She's listened to a couple of clips that I've played.
About you making bongs?
I played that one, yeah.
What's your favourite? So because we're having piss up pod soon. So that'll be played out. Thinking back, I've got some ideas for it, for what we're going to do. And
yes,
all that kind of
yes,
shit.
Yes, yes.
But over the year, what is... Because we've had some... It's gone quite fast in terms of
yeah,
it, really. I
actually
think,
has,
it.
Really.
Mm. So what is your... Have you got those, like, standy out bits that you think oh, that were fucking ace, I'm right, that, or like a turning point or a bit where you thought that this is actually going to go wild or like it's going to explode like it has, or do you think...
I think...
Is there an episode that you think is best bit?
The interaction that we get from the listeners, that's like my favourite
like
bit.
Like the community being built.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like we've said it before, I was never on Instagram. There's a whole trucking community on Instagram, which I'm sort of, yeah, I'm sort of like following now, yeah. You know, part of. And then you're also getting people from that community messaging me about stuff they've heard on the podcast or something they want to talk about,
yeah.
Something they want to hear. You know, that not just on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. You know, you get messages all the time, and people that come to us with. You know, like, oh, I'm really glad you talked about that. Yeah, Josh had it the other day.
Yeah.
With, was he called David?
It might be, I can't remember.
Yeah, but Josh had it the other day and he just basically said to him, well, I'm really glad that you're so open about stuff on the pod.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of helped me realise I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I like about it.
What about you, Dan?
Damien,
that's the guy. Damien. That's the guy. Have you got shout out to you, Damien.
Hmm.
We got not a best bit.
I think when we
needs to go to bed.
I mean, when did we start Patreon? Was that May? I think it was.
We were pushing summer or something.
Yeah, I think it was May when it started, yeah. and we talked about doing it, and then obviously you set it up. And what I thought was brilliant is that many people who had been listening embraced it right from the off.
Yeah,
and we got like. Obviously, straight away, people signed up that day, that week. And
it weren't even like a slow starter, was it? It was like we started off with like five or six, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to say it pretty much went straight to 10, didn't it?
And we were like...
Chappers got in there first. You know, shout out Chappers.
Yeah, because we've like, literally got OG ones that were there in the first day, in the first week, in the first couple of weeks we talked about it. And the fact that they've
all
got on board and stayed, and the right part of... Well, it's a community, isn't it? I keep saying the word community, and we just keep having us the group, don't we?
Yeah,
and knowing them and like meeting them as well.
Yeah, we met them at Convoy.
We met Chappers at Convoy, didn't we?
Yeah.
He's a cool guy. I said it last week.
He's in the fam, isn't he?
Yeah, I really like Chappers.
And I just like that because it's just. I don't actually know. I don't think I quite get my head around how many people listen to us on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's the random flashes as well, you know, when you're going down the road.
Yeah.
You know, well, when I was broke down on the A1 the other week with that tyre out, I must have had 5 or 10 messages. Is that you sat at the side of the A1? You know, and then I put it on my story and then everybody was like, I've seen you.
Yeah.
And then I got fucking knobhead Matt over here beeping at me on the way past. On his way home. Didn't even text to say, oh, do you want me to drop your bottle of water off or some ash? Yeah.
Loz had broken down the week before that. She was at the side of the M180 with a flat tyre.
Yeah,
M80. And I went back to the steelworks and I went the long way round instead of getting off at whatever the junction is.
Yeah.
Four, is it?
Mm-hmm.
The quick way, I went the long way to five and she was still there.
To say yeah.
Gave her a beep as I went past and like an idiot. I think she looked at me as if to say,
prick,
you an idiot.
Yeah. It was this dickhead.
She's right. But anyway, because otherwise it was just a lorry at the side of the road. It's like, oh, bloody hell, I know who that is.
Yeah. See, for people like Loza that you feel like you know, although we've never actually met her.
No, not yet.
There's loads of people that you talk to, and because you've spent so many messages and that you talk to people all the time and they might have sent you the opening story, like what we asked for, a lot of people just get in touch. And they'll just send us a message saying where they've started listening and all that kind of stuff. We've had fucking thousands of people say stuff.
Lots and lots of people,
Because we went for a big thing in like putting us stickers with the QR code about, didn't we? Which has got a...
Which has got loads of traction.
Quite a few people on board, hasn't it? People, oh, I saw your sticker at the pumps at such and such, and I saw you at the services at such
the
and
main,
such.
The main ones were the ones at Conigarth, weren't they? In the toilets. A lot of people found it at Conigarth.
They said stuff about that one all the time. Yeah. People having a poo and then seeing us. Like a weird
on the back of the
door.
But that's perfect placement.
Perfect placement. PP.
Back of the door. Yeah. You sat there staring at it, aren't you?
Yeah.
I've put a few stickers up at the stockyard. Yeah. I think they're still there. On the wall on your way in from the car park and stuff. Because we've... It'd be nice when the weather gets better to go and have another, you know, have the breakfast there and do some recordings there.
Yeah, well, like I think we did. We're going to do like...
I enjoyed those.
In summertime, I think we can sort our own like little
meet
like
when
out.
Pete came. Yeah. Like the mad bastard drove all the way from
fucking Norfolk. 2 hours.
Yeah.
Crazy guy.
In that V8 Monaro.
Yeah. Only cost him 700 quid.
Yeah, like he literally used half a tank of fuel to get there, didn't it?
But I think we can, if we can clear it, we head. We'll go and have like, just take lorries down to Stockyard and just have like a truck meet one day.
That'd be awesome.
Like on a weekend and then just have like some, if I don't know. We probably won't be able to do it overnight because then we'd have to pay for parking and shit.
Yeah. Bit of breakfast and a brew and stuff like that.
Yeah, but if we just like had a truck meet.
A little unofficial meet-up. Well, yeah.
But then as well, there's all truck fests and all that kind of stuff and meeting everybody again.
Lincoln.
And because we're all everybody that we know, like at stuff at Lincoln, when we're stopping and we're there, and we're having beers, I want all the people that are there and that listen to us
to come and find
to be
us.
With us, to be drinking with us, have a beer with us and just fucking chill out with us.
Yeah.
I want it to be like...
That'd be good, that.
It is that kind of meaty type thing, isn't it? Because, I mean, the people that we have met, and now we feel like you know, like Liam and Mark Hill and stuff like that, people that we spoke to, and Chappers, obviously, and, and there were Keza that we've met a few times.
Oh, yeah, Keza.
And Shannon, obviously, you're just like in all these different little holes, aren't you? With all these people.
Yeah, you are.
Matthew. Felt that.
I felt that. That was a big guff.
You vibrated just through my balls.
Is that going to be a smelly
You'll
one?
Taste it in a minute.
So your favourite bit is like the community of people.
Yeah, I keep saying the word community. I'm probably been like a stuck record and stuff, but it is, that's literally what it is.
Fans,
and,
Daniel, fans.
And people who, you know, have got having a, because sometimes work's shit, isn't it? You know, sometimes you just, it's shit, it gets on top of you and it does your head in and stuff, and we've got people who just sort of, it's just a place to vent a bit, isn't it? And you go, bloody hell, look at this shit I've got today, and I've got this, and stupid o'clock at night, and I've only just got finished, and I'm expected to be back in at 5 o'clock in the morning, and it never ends and stuff, and, you know, and then you just have a bit of a moan, and people go, bloody hell, that is shit. And then you, I don't know, with like any luck, you feel better for it.
Like that video I received off, was it off of Erin, of Liam, the managed to park up together, and Erin was videoing Liam, and she says, oh, who's this for? She goes, oh, it's for Ash. Ash who? And he went, Ash from JT. He was like, oh, here's the fucking 15-hour days, you lazy cunts. That was dead funny, that.
Yeah, that is.
Seem to be your life.
We're notorious. Yeah, I know it's going to be my life. We're notoriously slack. We work, aren't we?
Yeah.
You know? We just blow hot and cold, don't we?
We're just really
sometimes
good
you
at
just,
it.
Just chuff all, and then there's got all
just
the work.
Get it done.
Yeah, we don't. It's so not it a long day, but it's very professional what we do.
My last week was fucking horrendous, though.
Right.
Two Ooh. Ooh junctions and a fucking Wallasey.
I did three.
Disgusting.
Three Oohs and a Wallasey and something else.
Disgusting.
Gross.
It's not even that bad in grand scheme
it's
of things.
It's not that bad, is it? You're only going down to Kent and back.
It's all relative, isn't it? It's relative, isn't it? It's like, well, it's shit for us compared to just doing some bits and bobs local and stuff. Yeah. And it's like,
I think my favourite bit were, remember when we had that message from that guy who were fucking on edge?
Yes.
And if the message and just to say he no longer wanted shoes, to. Like. Yeah, we were going to fucking off him then, essentially. And then told us that.
I hope he's still all right. Like, if he, if you are still listening, like, give us a message. Just remind us
if you want. Mm. We were anonymous last time, so I don't know.
I hope he's okay.
But when I read that, I remember as well when I got it. We're going down to Grantham, weren't we? We're at Grantham, and I was fueling up, and then I'd read it there. So I had Altway Rest down to Who, thinking about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, we've had a fucking right good message, and you're all like, tell us then. I don't think I should. I think I need to save it.
Just keep this one to myself.
I think Josh has been great. You know, where he had an episode where he really opened up, didn't he? And he talked to him. I don't think he was planning on being as kind of open and
about his family history and stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are keen on Josh because of that. He is very open and honest about. And if you ask him as well, if you message him and ask him, he'll tell you.
Definitely.
Know? I mean, he's the one who's been... Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I personally on here... Not play my cards close to my chest, but I don't openly speak about, you know, younger years and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But Josh, he's like...
He told us a lot about him.
Get it out, yeah.
So,
get it out.
Yeah, he says it all. therapy. Fair play to this him. Is a lot of therapy for a lot it of people, is isn't it? Yeah. How many people you say, oh, I just sit there listening and it just makes me laugh? And
yeah.
Just go on.
Well, anyway. Whenever I open up to you, you always try and finger me, so I just don't.
Mm. Well, the way I say it is open, you need to
too open.
You need to talk, don't you?
Yeah, it's mucky. Your ring is mucky.
No, it's not.
It is. You know what you should do?
Wash it.
With?
Auto Gems.
Hey.
So, Auto Gems. With years of experience in the industry, Auto Gems has built a solid reputation for providing customers with the finest car washing products in the UK. Their commitment to quality and customer satisfaction sets them apart from anyone else. And I tell you what, they are
really, really good, aren't they?
When the first started, they sent us all sample packs, didn't they? So we gave them a bit of a mention then, and
yeah,
I've used all mine since. But they are fucking great.
Yeah, I got mine from Joshua. What's the bits that he didn't use? I didn't get a full one to send, but the bits that I have used, the small bottles, fucking ace.
You've got to get on it. You've just got to go on the website, auto-gems.co.uk. And,
hyphen.
Yeah, the stuff is fucking out of this world.
It is really good. I like that. They're
my new fave.
They're my new after Mist Snow Foam.
They've got a really good detailing set. I've seen it with
all the sets. They've got all the sets.
All the stuff.
Everything you need. Everything.
There's more things you
fucking right good.
Very
so
good,
nice.
Michael.
So nice.
Personal recommendation. They need to do a chrome cleaner for all truck tanks.
Yeah, well, even though it is car stuff, you can use it on your truck. Obviously, they don't do a chrome thing, but get it bought. Get it in your truck. Get interior cleaner, your smellers.
Yeah, you brown. Buy some, put it in your lorry.
So I can make it all nice and shiny.
And you. In fact, both of you.
Why don't you shut up?
Well sorted. Scrubbers. Get it done.
Anyway, yeah, so autogems.co.uk. Get on it. Get it bought. We'll sithy.
Now it's washed.
Now you're washed.
Squeaky clean.
Nice clean ring.
I've been trumping bubbles for weeks. Snow foamy stuff.
Tar remover.
I really don't. Remover. I really wouldn't recommend using it for that. It's better on your car, to be fair.
Yeah, don't actually use car cleaning products on your anus.
No, that would not be good.
Don't do that. That's no, not be good. If you're going to take any advice from us, take that.
I mean, we're no doctors.
Wear sunscreen.
We're not doctors, but.
Well, I mean, you say that, but.
Depends when you get it in your eye. Never mind what it would feel like on your brown eye.
What are you putting it in your eye for?
Well, it's a bit of splashback.
And you wear safety goggles?
No.
And your rubber gloves?
No, because I'm
a little
rebel.
Brush.
Because I've got brushes.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've got a little duster brush in my lorry. Oh, looking forward to getting those new lorries.
Yeah.
Not you. Looking forward to getting a new lorry.
I fucking am.
Well,
mine's going to be loads better.
Yours will be shit. Yours will be full of jizz.
No, just because it's got a microwave. Yeah, whatever.
Microwave. Inverter, so I can have a toaster in there as well if I want.
Toaster.
Can you have your PlayStation?
Whoever wants a toaster in the lorry?
Xbox.
Yeah, good.
Has anybody actually got a toaster in the lorry?
Kerry Oxlade, because she likes to make fucking crumpets.
Pop tarts and that. Really?
She does.
Pop tarts.
Jeez. She put on a story the other week about crumpets. So I was like, I fucking love a crumpet, me, Kerry. And she was like, I fucking love crumpets, Ash.
Fucking hell. She does them. I put them in twice to make them a bit burnt and crunchy.
Oh, a little bit crispy. Crispy crumpet.
Deep throat your mic because he's taking a picture. Oh, I've missed it. I always miss an opportunity.
Crispy crumpet.
Toaster in your lorry.
Yeah, can have a toaster in my lorry. Could even have a cheese toasty maker.
Now you're talking.
Like a coffee machine.
Coffee machine.
Tassimo.
How about an air fryer?
Some of his lorries have already got coffee machines in them.
A fuck machine. Don't know what kind of voltage is needed.
No.
How much voltage does a air fryer pull?
You don't fucking
know. I don't know. But
you can
have air fryers in there.
I think people, some people do, don't
some
they?
People like air fryer hot plate. They've got like a full fucking kitchen setup.
Pizza oven, smoker.
Yeah. It's like a full kitchen setup in some of them, isn't it?
Isn't that guy who does all recipes and stuff on?
Chuck Liam.
Who?
Chuck Liam.
Is that who he does?
He's the one that plays Truck Simulator as well.
Right.
He does. He does loads of air fryer recipes in his truck.
Yeah.
He's like, he's got his little chopping board out and he's cutting his garlic up and slicing and dicing his chicken.
That'd never happen in ours. Not now.
No.
The new Ovlovs might have more swinging space, but
they
couldn't fucking do that now.
There's loads of cupboard space in there.
Yeah, loads of room in them Volvos.
I used to make omelettes.
Yeah,
I'm
like
out all week.
I like omelettes.
Make easy omelettes. But the thing is, because if you've not got a proper fridge, and
which we, you will have.
Ours would just have to like kind of plug in, and then you're having to take them out because they drain it. So
flat your battery, don't they?
Yeah, so like you can't leave stuff in there all week. So we're kind of
back in the day. I bought bacon and made bacon sandwiches and sausage sandwiches and stuff. But it's just the residual smell that's a bit annoying.
You know, smell that's a bit annoying.
Well, afterwards because you
do the whole catwalk then.
Yeah, but when you're driving, you can't.
When you're driving, you're doing 56. You can't do that.
Open sunroof brownie.
56 on 76.
Wow. Mm.
I don't know about them Volvos that you've got, but I like the fact that it's got like instead of you know like them Scanias we have of the flip down visors.
Yeah.
Them Volvos have a blind.
I think that was slidey downy curtains.
It's either a slidey downy one or you press the button and go.
Are we gonna
same with sunroof?
I want to modify it. I want to get one of those like fucking draw a block of shields on front. The back of it.
Do you know what Derek said the other day about these new Volvos?
What
he says, but we need to have us to be told how to use it. Familiarisation.
Fam it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to be shown how to use it by somebody who equally doesn't know how to use it. Yeah.
Dave.
Yeah.
This is a step. Look.
Right. But do you know what? What Derek's worried me is there's a sunroof, right?
Yeah.
And it's electric.
Right.
There's a red emergency release handle.
Yeah.
For, I don't know, your truck's on its side on fire and you can't get to the button to press it to whatever.
Eject the seat.
So there's a red emergency thing. If you open it with that, £1,400 to get it reset.
Oh, fuck.
So we all need to be shown that absolutely under no circumstances, obviously. Do you touch that fucker, but...
Even if you're trapped in the burning lorry, think twice if you get out of the other way.
Do you know when there's a button pressed and it's like labelled up, do not touch?
I'm going to tell you a story now about they'll do this. When I was on home delivery, we got some new trucks, Isuzus, and they had like a little... It was a...
It was that weird.
What?
Isuzu.
Isuzu.
Isuzu? Isuzu.
Is it an S?
I-S.
Zuzu, Isuzu.
Yeah, Isuzu. But anyway, never mind that.
Paul.
Distracting me. There's a button next to the gear stick or next to the gear shifter.
Turbo button.
It's not the turbo button. It's the
eject.
It's the crawl home button, and it's got like a little it's got a little cover over it. So if there's a problem with the gearbox, you press that button.
Yeah.
The first thing I did, switched it on.
Oh, what's this do?
Fucked it completely. It not even got out of the yard.
Knackered it.
And knackered it.
Did it need to be like plugged into a computer?
Yeah, like surged forward and then just stopped. And I was like, oh, well, that's not good. Turned it off, turned it back on, and it won't drive.
Oh,
I was like, Graham.
You pressed the button,
I've done a thing. And he was like, well, what happened? And I was like, nothing. I don't really know what happened. I just put it in drive and it didn't drive.
I just leant on it.
He was like, you took the handbrake off, hadn't you? I was like, yeah, I took the handbrake off.
You've clearly pressed the button, you prick.
Yeah, but yeah, I pressed the button. It even had a little fucking plastic cover over the button.
So don't
to stop you from not accidentally knocking it.
You're pressing the button.
Yeah.
Like so a child.
My intrusive thoughts won that day.
But have you ever been in like an old Triumph where they've got like the, what this calls it, an
overdrive.
Overdrive and stuff like that. You ever just been in one of them?
Yeah.
That's quite good.
I've never understood the overdrive things. I don't get it.
Why? Yeah.
I just don't get it.
It just goes into a different ratio, isn't it?
It's just a bit extra.
Yeah. Some of the new Scanias, they have overdrive. They're like a 13th gear.
Yeah.
And it's like, it'll sit at like, somewhat like 600 revs.
Is it super economy?
So it's super eco.
We had a story sent in.
No, you didn't.
We did.
Yeah, it's like super eco mode.
God, do you want to wait? Shall I tell you the story?
If Dan were telling you that story, it'd be mega eco mode.
Mega eco.
Mega super eco mode.
Super mega eco mode.
3. The return. Right. We've had this message in. From Johnny Davies in Cardiff.
Johnny Day. Borida bat.
Borida, pop de ping.
Pop de ping.
Oh, you've got a pop de ping, haven't you?
Oh, in his new Volvo.
Yeah.
You're going to need it. Right, sent in this story. I was making a delivery and was crossing the train tracks in a town I'd never been in before. Along the tracks were those cone-shaped trees. I think it means those, you know, those conifers.
Yeah.
Like thick conifers.
Like a pine tree.
Yeah, it's saying a pine tree, but it's not a pine tree, is it? Those like cone-shaped, like those conifer things. I think like it means them.
Christmas tree.
And they were used as windbreakers or like privacy walls type thing.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't see them at all because they were so thick. Couldn't see through them at all because they were so thick. So slowly it was going over these train tracks. There were no red lights flashing. The oncoming traffic was blasting through. I had no reason to believe that it wasn't safe to cross.
Okay.
Right. Needless to say, I began crossing the tracks. Immediately, past the trees, I looked left and saw a train, with its lights on, coming at me from about 40 fucking yards away.
Shit.
I could feel the engine thumping. I absolutely bricked it, slammed my foot on the accelerator, and in a daff, I went nowhere fast. Fortunately for me, I made it, barely. I looked back over my shoulder and saw that it was a stupid rail yard and that they were doing a turnaround or something and had parked the train there out of the way whilst they were doing the manoeuvres.
So it wasn't actually manoeuvring?
I almost spewed, yeah. Says, I love the podcast, guys. You're honestly fantastic. Johnny D.
You'd absolutely shit your pants because you'd see a train and think, fuck! Because when you go over a crossing, you look, don't you? Even though you know you're not going to see a train. You just look, don't you? Imagine then
fucking old train there. Oh!
Yeah, shit!
Especially if you're, because obviously with trees and that, you don't see out and then it's there once you're already fucking committed.
Your brain just goes,
fuck!
That's what you were hoping you weren't going to see. Death. You've seen it.
Yeah.
We've all seen those videos where the lorry's gone over it and it's got whammoed by a train.
Imagine dying in a daff.
Worse, wasn't it? Worse than dying inside another man.
Yeah. I suppose.
Sorry if you drive a daff. We just lost three listeners. I honestly don't
Which
care.
Which is worse.
To be fair. That's all I just think of.
Ta-da-dun.
Yeah. They don't help themselves, though, do they?
No. What, daffs or daff drivers?
Yeah, because they don't get better.
No.
What I honestly don't get is this lorry type of, you drive a fucking Scania V8, what a bender.
Yeah.
And God, you're in a Volvo. God, you're in a daff.
I'm going to stereotype the V8 drivers as being something like fucking off Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
You know, like, he drives a V8, he must bum other men. Like, no, he doesn't. He just drives a truck.
You mean we don't have to do that?
Oh,
fuck.
I can't quit you.
We did that for nope then, Matt. Again.
For nothing. Matt's crying now.
Thing is, though, you're just a driver.
You were crying then as well.
You're just a driver for a company, driving whatever shit you get given.
Yeah, exactly.
Be it a piece of shit or a fancy whatever.
I mean, I'd like to drive a V8.
I'd drive fucking out, me. Yeah. But I am looking forward to having a Volvo.
You would feel a bit sad though if you had to drive a daff.
Pardon?
You would, every time you got in a daff, you'd die inside a little bit.
Yeah, I've driven a daff.
They were comfy though,
like an house on wheels. Really, really good.
Those CFs we had at Seaver were all right.
They felt
kind of
solid. But I know they obviously weren't mechanically, but they felt like a...
I don't know if you've ever driven an XF.
No.
It's like...
What were them? We had CFs.
LFs, those wanky LFs. Little
the,
quick
the XF ones. The big fucking massive CF. Cab. And they felt like a fucking, like you were driving a barge with a really small steering wheel.
With three wipers.
A magnum in it.
Yeah.
Big square
block.
Yeah,
just like that, yeah. Just like a brick.
Just shit, aren't they? The older ones were.
Yeah, the older ones were. I don't know about the new ones. I don't think Trucker Jim's been too
kind about his,
has he?
I know.
They look fantastic, problems. Though.
He had his complaints about it, like.
But then Keza's always in fucking mechanics, isn't she, saying that something's wrong with
her? We're Volvo, yeah. I think a lot of that's her trailer.
It's her driving. That's what you're
going
to say.
Driving, yeah.
Yeah.
She had fucking brakes lock on her going down road, 56 mile an hour or whatever she was doing.
Beautiful.
And she managed to get it over. But because she was driving the low loader, she had to have fucking 6 new tyres on the trailer.
Nice. Bald spotted them all.
Absolutely flattered
them all.
Have you
ever had that happen to you?
No. I'd shit my pants.
I did it in Raff. I said that story, didn't I? Going up Hill at Stafford.
I had it in a...
Imagine if it weren't fucking motorway, like I said. If there was a school bus behind you.
Yeah.
I think I was in a... Do you know those... The Renault Premiums? Is that what they were called?
No idea.
The ones at Seaver that we had?
Yeah. It was one of those and the airline had got... wrapped around something, so the airline got kinked, and I was just driving along, and all of a sudden it
fucking locked on.
Just locked up.
Shoot.
And
brownie pooed.
I did, and fortunately it was empty, and I was going downhill a little bit, so I had enough time to
get it over,
drag it over, and just got on this little bit. I weren't on a motorway; I was on like an A road, And there was, it wasn't a lay-by.
Yeah.
It was just like a little patch of land, like ground or whatever. Managed to get it onto there. And then I looked and saw why it, so I unkinked the airline.
And carried on.
Reported it, but it needed a new airline and it needed all new tyres.
Yeah, shit.
Six flat spotted, like 50 Bs.
Have you ever had out where you thought, fuck, when it's like going wrong, you're like, fuck, like you're doing something, maybe not necessarily driving too fast, but you're doing something that starts going wrong and you don't really know what to do.
Yeah, I had, you know, when we had that cold spell a couple of weeks ago.
I was coming
towards work later on in the afternoon, and I was only doing 30 mile an hour down the road towards work.
And it's greasy there though, isn't it?
Fucking well greasy. Put my foot on the brake and it just carried on sliding towards the gate, and I was like, shit.
No.
Yeah. So I let off and let it catch up with itself. Luckily enough, I managed to get round the corner before just I went ploughing through the gate. Well, I got to security and I was like, when's the fucking Gritter coming round? Because that is horrendous. And
that road were really bad, weren't
it? And then I saw Jeff in the yard and he was like, fucking hell, did you just nearly slide into the gate? I was like, I fucking did, yeah. He was like, me too.
But that day,
it was not only me.
It was still icy when I went home in my car.
Yeah, that's what I'm on about. When I was on my way back, on the way out in the morning, and I got to the top where DJ Audit saw Matt.
Yeah,
that was quite cool, wasn't it, Matt?
Wicker.
Yeah, where DJ Audit saw Matt, that corner. I went to go around that corner and it just fucking carried on. I think I bumped off the curb before it started going around the corner.
Yeah,
shit me sad.
So many times though, where you just feel. You just feel back of your truck still going.
Yeah.
And you're
it's the front, when the front wheels break loose, that scares me. Like, I'm all right if the back end's
not
break
it happens,
away.
Is it? It just understeers.
Yeah,
you're like,
it really,
got
really
no grip.
Catches you out. Yeah.
You just keep going straight line.
Yeah.
But it happens normally at really low speeds. So it's
manageable.
So it's not
isn't it?
In a position where you're like, you're about to crash.
Because we're not fucking idiots. Like, we're not going too fast, are we, really?
No.
In the grand scheme of things.
Well, you can't because you're telematicked. Yeah. Is that a word?
Yep. Is now
telematic.
I'm telematic.
Telematic.
Although I do like it when you can get a bit of a flick on the trailer going round that roundabout near work.
Yeah, you said that now.
Because the rear steer on the trailer.
Yeah, because of the rear steer. Yes, because of the rear steer, not because I'm going too fast.
Because it's doing 40.
So when you're talking about it going wrong and icy.
Yeah.
Just remembered back in the day at Quickfit.
This one time at Quickfit.
I think I went to one of the Huddersfield Quickfits, and. It was Huddersfield or Bradford.
Shout out Huddersfield.
And it was first thing, I think it was a Saturday morning, driving really carefully.
At a respectable speed.
And do you know one of those mornings where it's black ice everywhere?
Yeah. And well, I went, just ice, you don't need to bring colour into it,
don't you? Well, I know we don't see colour, but on this... and I turned onto the yard where...
Did you fucking put him off?
No, I turned onto the yard where this Quickfit was, and they had like this big patch of... It was like to the side of the front of the building, to the side of the front, and I went on it to turn around, and it was black. It was just a sheet of ice, and it just skidded, and I were like, shit, and I just stopped just before the end.
Yeah.
And do you know when you have that moment when you come to a stop and you just think, how close to hit it? I can't remember if it was a wall or it had fallen off the thing into whatever it was, but
yeah,
and I was like.
I nearly put one of the nice Zuzus into a fucking pond because of black ice.
Zuzu. Just ice.
Because of neutral ice.
Just ice.
It was just ice.
Just ice.
Because of ice. A fucking bearing off the main road and it just... The steering went really light. Everything went really quiet. And time slowed down. Time slowed down and it felt like it took 15 minutes from the top of the hill to the bottom of the hill.
Is that where you wiped out that medieval...
Yeah, the fucking
fountain or
water pump that had been there for like 500 years. Not anymore.
Did you quickly drive off?
No, I couldn't. The truck was fucked. I ended up having a new cab on it.
You fucked a few trucks up for no reason, didn't you?
No, just that one.
Terrible driver. James Jacklin's fucking thinking, well, let's revoke this fucking offer.
Yeah. Too late now, bro.
Too late. Have you signed a dotted line?
No, not yet.
Accepted a formal offer?
No, not yet.
Have you had an interview or is this all?
I don't need any of that.
Off the table.
I'm just fucking wake up in the morning.
No rate.
Piss excellence, Daniel. Everybody wants me.
It's no rate, is it? Not fa-
No, because the first day is not officially until the second. He was like, just come in when you've got time. We'll get it all done.
Sorting your lorry out on day one.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to be doing.
Put a so has he got an agency driver in, and he's just, or is somebody leaving?
I think the kid that drives it regularly is moving into one of his other trucks, so that'll be free for agency to go and make a mess until I'm ready to go and take it over.
Okay. Ah, fair enough.
So, but he did say
fair him off.
He did say that you know, like over the weekend. Stuff like that. Their trucks obviously do get used by other drivers.
Yeah, I want that.
Which upsets me a little bit.
It is a bit, isn't it?
But he says we tend to send them out in the trampy trucks.
Be rifling through all your pot noodles and that.
I can have a pot noodle. Bag of crisps. I wouldn't deny anybody a bag of crisps.
They should do. Take their own fucking crisps.
They should take their own crisps.
Agency wankers.
We've all been there, Don. We've been at work for much longer than we thought we was going
with
to be.
My own crisps.
With my own crisps, yeah.
Stop and buy some crisps. Yeah. I had another McDonald's big cheesy thing last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Very good.
It was nice. I like them. I like the raw onion on it.
I've got raw onion
raw
on it.
Raw red onion on top.
I had the... Nuts.
After our kebab.
Philly, what was it called?
Philly cheesesteak.
Philly cheesesteak one.
It's nice, that.
I had crispy O's in it.
Have you had the KFC one yet?
No.
Have you?
What, the festive one?
Is it nice? Is it?
Fucking ace.
Even if it's shit, is it nice?
Chappers had one as well. Told
Chappers had one.
You need to go to bed.
How are they doing? It's
fake.
I'm bloody tired.
It's been a long day, isn't it?
3-day hangover, aren't
you? Tidying up all batteries and that.
Dan, what? At KFC, are they doing that thing that they did the other Christmas where you've like a little gravy...
Oh, you get the hash
brown.
Know.
I don't know. It was like a.
It was like a hash brown with a hole in the middle of it, wasn't it?
And then yeah. Hash brown gravy boat.
Hash brown gravy,
brown gravy boat.
Not doing that now.
Chicken.
Stuffing on top.
Cranberry. Oh,
sounds nice.
Nice.
I fucking love KFC gravy though, mate. I could drink it.
Yeah. Me and Mila love it.
Fuck. Get it down.
She also discovered that she likes chippy gravy.
Does she?
Yeah.
I like chippy gravy.
Was a very bad. It's hard with trying to sort the fucking diet out of kids.
You wait until she discovers chips, cheese and gravy.
Oh, she knows that.
Game changer, mate.
Regular at Bramall Lane, that. Bang it all on
something
there.
Something else. Bovril? No wonder I'm a fat cunt.
I'm not keen on that.
I'm not right keen on Bovril. It's just brown, salty water, isn't it?
I'm not on it for ages. Essentially, I think I kind of like it still.
It's like putting an OXO cube in water.
It's just Bisto. Shit Bisto.
Yeah. Matt likes it because he's gay.
It's weird to have an episode where odd noises going off all the time.
They are still going off.
They're
in our ear. You might just not be able to hear them.
Might not be picked up. It's weird pops and that.
Yeah.
It's deaf, isn't it? It's deaf warmed up.
Are you all right, Matt? You're not okay, are you?
Have you got to go visit?
You fucking heard that.
Visiting
rough
this
as arseholes this morning, Matt.
Visiting our family. It's Christmas Day, though.
He's got next week off, so he's visiting then.
And we're doing piss up pod, it should be good, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Back here. What are you doing? You sleeping on here?
I don't know.
She's not going to come and get you at fucking
She's
5
fucking
o'clock.
Not, you're right. Miserable cunt.
Just sleep somewhere.
Hey?
Just sleep.
You need a new one.
A new what? Woman?
Do you reckon that? You can't say that.
You do.
You shouldn't listen.
Anyway.
But yeah, you do.
Could you shut the fuck up now, please? Before I get in trouble for this.
Shut.
We're just kidding, Lorraine, if you listen to this.
We're joking. She's got great tits.
She actually does.
You can't say that about his...
Why?
Because he...
I don't know. I've not looked. I'm just trying to make her feel better.
Yeah, because that's... Yeah, brilliant.
Anyway, that's enough of that before I do get a bollocking.
Yeah. But you are here for piss up, bud.
I'm going to be here for
piss up. You're making an
appearance. Yeah,
I'm going to
make an appearance.
Right.
Even if I don't drink, I'll come and have a good
time.
Oh,
don't be like that.
Don't bother coming if
you're
not drinking.
Sober ash is shit.
No, he's not.
Drunk ash is so much better.
Drunk ash is terrible. Especially at Matt's house.
You can't get in any trouble here.
I'm fucking sure. Sure you can. Sure I can't.
I'm sure.
There'll be no females here, so, you know, you'll just have to put it with Josh's tits.
One of you lots will be my target then.
Ashley, sure, show me more. Josh, yeah, he'd take you.
He would.
He's got cushion for the pushing.
He already has.
What,
so,
took you?
So much cushion.
Sometimes do it in his belly button too.
Oh, lovely. That's a lovely little image.
Only when he washes it.
Oh, mixing with the belly fluff.
Poke out all the fluff. Make you sniff it.
It's like a little cotton bud. Gets all the way down.
Your dick?
Gets all the way down.
It's a cotton bud.
Ah, a little cotton bud. Yeah, it's a grower.
I'm not a big boy. I'm not afraid to tell anyone.
It's just not properly turned on.
Try and stick it in his ear?
No, because that'd be weird.
What, your little cotton buddy? Yeah?
Sometimes when you poke your finger in his ears, his eyes move. It's like the old Action Man.
Have you ever put your tail in Lorraine's ear?
No, but I did slap her on the forehead with it the other day and it went fucking
tsh. Get her a black eye.
I bet that went down like...
she was sat down on the phone to one of her workmates. She was sat down on the bedroom floor. I don't know for what reason, but I just walked in and went fucking whack. She was like, you good absolute lad. Fucking wanker.
You animal.
Did you
hear it
echo?
Yeah.
like throwing a ball bearing around his bowl.
Yeah.
Bom, 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 bom.
Bless her. Yeah, she weren't impressed, to say the least.
What was that?
I don't think any female in the history of ever has anybody ever been impressed by the river raft going whoop,
or just waving the river.
Even helicoptering, like, no, it's just not a thing that they like, is it?
Of course it is.
No.
We think it that they
don't listen to these. Everybody still do it.
Yeah, we think they do.
Oh yeah, never they love stop. It.
It's like when you walk in the kitchen and you slap their ass for no fucking reason. Quadash as hard as you can.
Yeah.
Don't stop doing that. It shows that you love them.
Yes.
There's no way Laura don't fucking like you.
Yeah, it's just because he's a frying pan. It's on head, not arse.
Boing.
That'll give me some peace for a few hours.
Take that. I think Lorraine's favourite is when I ask her, can she feel the wind off it? When I'm...
From the helicopter?
Yeah, when I'm helicoptering to her. Can you feel the wind off it? Can you feel the wind off it? She's like, no.
No, but I'm getting some sort of dribble slap me in the face.
Yeah.
What are you knocking for?
That's his...
Not the wind? No, it's more of a...
Maybe way less than that. Be way less
can
than
you do
that
it less than that?
That's better.
Just really small circles.
Yeah. It's like one of them little handheld fans you buy from
a
wine shop.
Yeah.
Not even a battery one, yeah.
Not
a
frictiony one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got a
con- don't, a little don't, thing just don't last very long.
Yeah.
All right, let's stop talking about your little Willy.
Yeah, it's only small.
Little Ashley.
Bless it.
Have you got a name for it? Mine's Thor.
Of course it fucking is.
I called it Thor from when I was little. Like 13.
30.
30, I think we named them all.
Named them all. No, I ain't got a name for mine, actually.
Yeah.
No.
You're not named him?
No.
Little D.
Like little Derek.
That'd be weird.
Every time he unzips, oh, mate.
That'd be weird now.
Yeah.
But back in a few years ago. Oh, Derek's fell out.
Yeah.
No name for mine.
Out the leg of your shorts.
Just let it hang out. Just see what happens.
Do you have Christmas games? Do you make your kids play like games like Pictionary and
if they want
charades?
That was
if
a weird gear change, I will have to say.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about it earlier. I've just come back into me.
I don't think there was a big enough pause between talking about
dicks.
We don't mind a game of Uno.
Uno's good.
I like Uno.
You know they can't put a pickup four on top of a pickup four.
Can't they?
No.
Do you know that's a game I think we should get? Because we kind of like card games and... You know, that sort of quick family things.
Well,
if it goes
quid.
On too far, people
easy
get pissed on, don't they?
A couple of quid, innit? Boom. Easy
yeah.
done.
It's one of them things.
Quick game.
Yeah, I like games.
It's because I said the ball bearing in the bowl earlier.
Oh,
that made
that
me
game?
Think of Screwball Scrabble.
Yes.
And you've got to, like, manoeuvre it down there. That was like the golf thing at Boom Battle Bar, weren't it? Where you have to put it through the maze, the golf ball.
Oh, yeah.
But then you've got to, like, press the button and it ops up onto the next thing.
What's the one with?
Mousetrap.
Is it Kaplunk?
Oh, Kaplunk.
Real sticks.
The sticks, yeah.
Yeah, they're the sticks. And I used to have the one with marbles and the one with monkeys.
Ka-plunk. Oh, monkeys?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. So they're like hung on to it.
Yeah.
And like little grabby hands.
Yeah.
I'm not a monopolier. No, I never found that interesting.
No, it's all right.
It's boring, isn't it?
Yeah.
People who like Monopoly are like people who like Farming Simulator.
I got that Farming Simulator.
We've got a Christmas Monopoly.
Of course you have.
It's just same.
It is same, but it's
not bored. You don't get bored dead quick.
We don't play all the time. Ivan loves it and Nicole hates it. And then
has anybody ever played a game of Monopoly to completion?
I don't think so.
Like right to the very end until there is a very clear winner.
I'd rather do Scrabble.
Yeah. That's how you do it, isn't it? You go around, buy everything, and then...
Well, no, we just tend to play it until one of them gets bored.
Yeah, it takes like 7 hours. Yeah,
until
like,
somebody tips the board over.
Yeah. Fuck this shit, I've had enough.
This game's shit, you're all wankers.
All right, Seb, calm down.
Why can't I just roll a fucking six?
Ivan always gets a bit OTT and he just gets full on land baron where he's like, hotel, hotel, hotel. And you go, right then, you land on Mayfair and it's like, how much is it? £1,550. It's like, right then, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm out. I've like mortgaged everything. I've got all my money's gone. I'm like,
that's called the Josh method.
Awesome.
So, okay, buy everything and go, oh shit, I'm screwed now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, can I set up a payment plan?
But I've just paid off my earbuds, so that's all right.
Last night, Ivan decided we wanted to learn how to play Texas Hold'em card game.
I can't fucking poker. I can't play poker. I don't understand the rules.
It's actually not that complicated.
Take clothes off when you lose or something.
I've always never really got into it because it's like, it's too much. I just thought it was too much maths and counting and numbers and stuff. And it's actually not that complicated. But
I just don't get the hands. That's what I don't get.
What, like flushes and royal flushes and what beats what?
Yeah.
Because you think somebody would beat something.
Well, we printed out the
rules. You'll have a fucking Ains manual for it.
Ivan found a thing.
See?
So it's like high card, one pair, two pair, three of a kind, straight, a flush, a full house.
See, you could
four
read
of a kind.
You
straight
could read
flush
all that out
and a royal flush.
Too many.
And I won't have a clue.
Yeah, too many.
And yeah, and this is the first time I'd ever played it was last night.
I just got five aces and one.
I win, ha.
I win. You all shit.
I win. Snap. No? Oh, wrong game.
It's too easy.
Snap.
What's up, mate? Yeah, that was a joke, you see. There's not, is there?
Five aces, Matt.
Fuck's sake, Matt.
There's not
five
aces.
That was his ADHD, not picking up on the...
Took a while for it to count as well,
didn't
it?
Sound like delay.
Bless him.
He had to take one of his shoes off.
He's so tired.
Count on his toes.
What?
I've got a question. Got a question, Dan.
Go. Yes, I would.
After the pod. No. Are you a New Year's resolution kind of guy? Or a family?
Well, the other meal asked what we're going to do, and I'm like, I need to get some sort of fitness back in my life because I'm slapped mega.
Can I start smoking and then give it up, and that be my New Year's resolution?
That would be ridiculous, Daniel.
But you should smoke weed.
Every day.
Yeah. I don't really have New Year's resolution kind of person. I lose interest and forget.
I've got a new year, new me thing, haven't I?
Yeah, it's new job, new you.
New me.
Live life well.
It might be fucking new... New house and new missus. If she fucking after this carries on.
After she's heard this.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to be that lucky.
Yeah.
She's like, don't threaten me with a good time.
She'll not get, she'll not get another Ash.
No, she won't.
She'll get someone as good as you.
No, I know. I'm fucking awesome, me, mate.
Yeah, you're like grade A beef.
Absolutely.
Meat.
It's a good opportunity
prime
to
British.
Start afresh, though, isn't it? It's New Year.
Yeah,
you may as well.
You're telling him to get rid of her?
Yeah, fuck her off. No, like diet and health and shit like that.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest.
Dan said something about not drinking.
Look at Matt. We're getting dead old, aren't we? So
he's like an advert right now for give stuff up.
Dan says he's knocking alcohol on the head, isn't he, to give him
a full fucking year. That's going
to take. Is that what he's planning on trying to go for a full year?
My advice is don't join the fucking gym in January.
Some power. No.
Everybody does.
Yeah, and it smells awful.
Absolutely awful.
And it's full of fat people and...
fucking hell, Dan.
That's what gyms are supposed to be full of fat people.
To be clear, I would be one of those.
Yeah,
I was that fat person two years ago when I joined it.
Blah, 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 blah.
I'd be a fat people at the gym.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Just going in straight into sauna. That's me done.
But the thing is, though, right?
45-minute workout.
It's the thing, isn't it? It's a fat shame people at the gym. It's like, for fuck's sake, it's what it's there for.
It's like,
you'd be fat in a gym.
Yeah.
It's like
everybody who goes is
fat,
already ripped.
You'd be fat and sweaty
it's
in a
like
gym.
Laughing
it's
at
like
a fucking homeless person for sleeping outside, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You really should
it's
stop
not
doing
quite
that.
The same.
It's not cool.
It is.
Ash, it's not cool.
Yes, leave homeless people
You've
alone.
You've got a house, Ash. Just sleep indoors. I don't want to anymore.
Got houses,
homeless where you put your sleeping bag, eh?
What? Are you.
Did
was that
just,
was that an awake noise?
Matt sat here sleep talking.
Yeah.
Has he got a fucking 3-day hangover or what?
I don't know. It's just like this sometimes, innit?
So are you a New Year's resolution kind of guy?
I'm having a date bit. No, I'm not. But
what have you and Mila decided you're going to do? Like go toast free or something?
I don't know what she wants to do.
Eat more meat.
She needs to try some more foods, I think, because she's very limited.
Yeah.
Seb needs to. He needs to start eating some fucking broccoli and grow. Man needs to make me some money.
He's a fucking superstar, that kid.
Yes, they did right well. They played with them. You wouldn't have said this, but they were in like a tournament, a Christmas Cup, and they had like teams, under seven teams, elites and stuff, ones that feed like Chelsea and Arsenal and that.
Yeah, yeah. Do you say you've had some interest in him from
Man City team? Coach went on phone yesterday. A scout, sorry, not a coach.
Yeah,
a scout saying that they've seen him pre-season.
Was it Pep on phone?
It weren't Pep. No. I don't know if he knows him. He had a Man City coat on once, so he must know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he phoned me up. We got the number from his Dino coach.
Oh.
We'd seen him before, and he said something about him. But I've not heard Oaten since, and he said, oh, I need to come back and see. So next time they're having a friendly, I'll have another one. And it's because he's heard that Sheffield United Academy took him on.
Mm-hmm.
So then he was like, all right, it's like kind of perked his ears up a bit. Well, we've got these hubs up here, and I'm putting these games on, and you know, like trying to get him on this.
Manchester's a long way from your house.
Man City, though. they're out hubs. Oh, so there's one in Barnsley.
Oh, that won't be too bad then.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Still a big commitment for Seb.
Yeah, it's like a machine, like a kid machine, and they just roll them in and roll them out and stuff like that.
Do you need that pressure in his life?
The trouble is with the
academy,
it's supposed to be fun, isn't it?
Yeah, he's loving this.
The trouble is with the academy is like you could get all the way to the end of it and think, right, I've got a career out of this, and then they'll just go, no, next.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And it'll be if he don't grow, because he's got mega skills and that. Yeah, but if he don't grow,
yeah,
if he's got Laura's fucking midget genes and not mine, if he gets to like 6 foot, then he should be all right.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you don't start eating proper shit and fucking growing,
you got professional keepers, 6 foot
at least.
Is that
a
stupid question?
No, it's at least. Yeah,
they've got to be able to reach.
Because that's the first thing they ask with keepers. Mm-hmm. So they like when they played Sheffield United, and then they asked for him to come. It's like, who's mum and dad? Like, and then they looked at us. I'm like, Laura, stand up straight.
Quick, get on Mila's shoulders.
They're like, oh, that could be one way out of there, couldn't it? She's like fucking 5 foot fuck all, and I'm six, so.
It's she's like, 5 foot no and angry as fuck.
Yeah, he's dead angry. But and then they played in this Christmas Cup the other day and they won that. And like quite well as well.
Yeah.
Are you a competitive dad?
No. I like to tell him what he could have done after, you know, because I can tell if he's not putting fucking effort in. Like, say, he like gets beat at fucking near post or something like that, and that's basic.
You make
shit
him walk
that he
home.
Could be doing it. Yeah, punch
you make him
face.
Walk home, yeah.
Drag her, put him
now
in
boot.
Now
do 15 laps of the pitch.
Press up, you little bastard. I just tell him what he's done, but then I like finish it off with how many good saves he did do and stuff like that. But if you're not trying your best at something like this, you need to. These are watching you for this kind of thing, for this. But it's good there. I love it there because you see players walking around and shit like that, injured players, because they're obviously. There at that time of day, but yeah, it's still good. Yeah, so hopefully you can fucking buy me a Porsche and a Porsche and a big house.
Mm,
as long as he eats broccoli
and loads of cheesy chips and gravy.
Oh yeah, I can get like a big fat wing. Wing of the house, I meant.
Oh, what, just made out of cheesy chips and
just
gravy?
Just for me to live in and eat. And then we could have a studio and a swimming pool.
Now then,
and prostitutes and cocaine parties.
This is not Wolf of Wall Street.
From bad to worse here.
Yeah, though. Don't ruin it. I'll just let it be.
Sounds like such a good time.
I'm going to read out the Patreons.
Read out the Patreons.
Okay, paid members. Thanks everybody to this. Happy Christmas. You've made ours. You're all sexy, and I will give you all a handy whenever you want one. Luke Chapman, Wobble Gob, Chris Rugg, Jamie Felwell, Mel Lester, which is Miller, of course, Ian Croucher, Andon Keegs. Christian Walker, Lewis Bridden, Dan Ryan, Liam Atkinson, Bruce, Ian Halliwell, Ben Abrahams, Dan Chandler, Thomas Oyland, Pete Wilson, Gary Oxlade, Lozza, Kurt Mayle, Kieran Haynes, Matt Frosdick, Trucker Sheamus, Matt Herman, Rob Zindel, Byron Lockwood, Chris Senior, Mr. Rob, Spike, Leggy, Ashley Crowan, Aiden, Tim Hampson, Sue, Dan Tweedle, Harry Woodward, Paul Longstaff, Liam Spring, and Dave Sheldon. Lovely.
Thank you very much.
Fucking rate list. We've had a few more of it past few weeks, haven't we?
Love that.
Thanks for your support, everybody.
Dan had to do it in more than one breath.
Fucking massive, massive, massive support, and we love it. It's ace.
We do. We do.
So we hope you all had a fucking excellent Christmas.
And have a good new year as well.
Yeah, we'll see you at next one, our bit Patreon pods. We need to shout out. What's up with you? Yeah, if you are, because there is a lot of people that are not on Discord that are Patreons. It's not that complicated to work out. It seems that it's worse than it is, because when you open it up for the first time, you're like, what the fuck is going on
here?
It's
very confusing, even still.
Yeah, it's basically, it's like a chatter forum type thing, and you know, you've just got different channels of different subjects. But we'll,
you just use the link, don't you, anyway. From, that's on Patreon, and it'll,
yeah, yeah. Patreon's pinned yeah. linked, yeah, it'll yeah. take you in. Easy peasy.
Logged on, and then you get access
lemon
to other.
Lemon squeezy.
And then get in.
Loads of channels.
Get in and talk some random shit, rate, review, listen, keep listening, put us on auto download. Because that helps the algo. Send us your tits, your dicks, your balls.
Yeah.
Pictures of all that. Just have a good time. Have a good Christmas. Look after each other. Don't worry about spending loads of cash.
Yeah.
Hope to say, hope to add.
Stick within your means.
Get on the merch shop. Get some stuff bought.
Yeah. Someone bought one last night.
Did they?
Yeah. Going to go and sort that out.
Use your discount if you're a patron, yeah.
Use your discount.
Tier 3 gets 20%, tier 2 gets 10%.
I've still not done December's giveaway. I've not
Haven't
had
you?
No.
We're not at the end of December just yet, so
no.
Don't sweat it.
I know, but I usually do it at the beginning. I've just been dead busy of late. I shall.
So all them hours you put in.
Or shit at planning and organisation?
Yeah, there's a bit yeah, more. It's I think 50-50.
Oh, I've been dead busy.
Yeah. Dead busy, really busy. I am busy, I've got a superstar to grow up.
You have.
Right, yeah, so do all that stuff. Say hello, say bye.
Hope you had a good Christmas.
Have a nice Christmas.
Happy
good
New
year.
See you in New Year. See you on Piss Ups.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Suck my dick. It's Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Cheer up, you mad cunt.